Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. We've got some interesting developments to cover today, and I think the first one we should talk about is the BBC's new subscription model for their website in the US.
Ah, yes, Alice. I've been following that. They're charging a subscription fee of $49.99 AMPS year or $8.99 AMPS month for US users to get unlimited access to their news, features, and the BBC News Channel livestream. That's quite a big move, right?
Right, and they described it as the first phase of a pay model for their US website visitors. They're planning to include ad-free documentaries, early release podcasts, and exclusive newsletters in the offer this year.
Wow, that is so cool. So, the BBC is really trying to boost their overseas revenues. They mentioned that BBC.com reaches 139 million visitors globally, including nearly 60 million in the US.
Exactly, and this is the first time they've charged a direct subscription for their journalism to consumers, although their news channel is available in the US as part of cable TV bundles.
Yeah, and the BBC said there are no current plans to introduce a pay model outside of North America. But they do need to raise more money from commercial activities overseas, right?
That's right. Their Royal Charter is being renegotiated with the government ahead of it expiring in 2027. There are options being floated as alternatives to their current license fee model.
But a broader subscription model for all of their services in the UK has been dismissed by Tim Davey as failing their universal obligations.
I see, and last year they upgraded BBC.com and launched an international app. The site has seen double-digit year-on-year growth since the relaunch.
Right, unlike in the UK, the site will continue to offer advertising. But users in the US will be assessed based on how much they read and how long they stay on the platform.
Heavier users will then be asked to pay for unlimited access. But if they choose not to pay, they'll still have access to some global breaking news stories, BBC Radio 4 and other services.
So BBC Studios, which manages the BBC.com news website internationally, also oversees the broadcaster's other commercial operations.
Yes, and in the 2023-24 financial year, BBC Studios made about £1.9 billion in revenue through the production and sale of shows to channels and streaming services.
And they're aiming to double their 2021-22 sales and profits by 2027-28. Rebecca Glasher, the CEO of BBC Studios, said there's been a lot of audience growth in North America and around the world.
She also said the US market is accustomed to paying for premium journalism and premium video experiences, so the BBC is really pushing into that space.
Yeah, and they believe they have the most powerful global news brand in the world. So this move is definitely a strategic one.
Absolutely, and as they continue to grow their international presence, this new subscription model could be a significant revenue stream for them.
It will be interesting to see how this plays out. Will users in the US be willing to pay for this content, or will they look for other free alternatives?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But for now, it's definitely a big step for the BBC as they try to navigate their funding challenges and expand their global reach.
That's for sure. And we'll keep an eye on how this develops over the next few months. Thanks for the update, Alice.
My pleasure. That's the BBC's new subscription model in a nutshell. We'll move on to our next story shortly.